Richard Estrada says winning this lottery would mean a lot to him.
A great deal, because I got two little boys. One is autistic, so I need a larger space for him.
Estrada's not the stereotypical public housing tenant. He's got a good job running maintenance for the city's police stations, but it's still tough to make ends meet.
Everything is counted for, you know, of my part, so, you know, hopefully it goes well.
If it does go well, he'll get to live in a brand new public housing community, not a project.
We've given up that word.
That's Karen DuBois-Walton, the Housing Authority's director. The change is more than just semantics. These are individual homes with front and back yards. This lottery is for the city's working poor. The idea is to get people with different incomes living together.
It stabilizes communities. It is helpful for communities to see and benefit from people getting up and going to work every day.
The federal government funds hundreds of mixed-income communities like this around the country. New Haven is using some money for this development that would have otherwise supported housing vouchers. People can use vouchers to help pay rent at apartments around the city. Bob Ellickson, who teaches property law at Yale, says these mixed-income communities are way better than the old model of clustering the poorest people in massive projects.
But I think inferior to portable housing vouchers, which are much more flexible and which provide aid to twice more families than these projects do, and also can be targeted to the families that are the most in need.
Federal housing officials say rent vouchers can only do so much. This project is a brand new development with built-in social services like job training. Add in the lottery to mix things up economically, and they say you may have created a community that can make some progress against poverty. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.